everyone, Lisa J here. Another episode of No Pink Spandex. Okay, we got, I was about to say Jeremy, but he is not here. Okay.
What happened to Jer is that he was kidnapped when Lothor, you know, stormed the Ninja Academy. So he's chilling in one of those little bubbles up in Lothor's ship.
Yeah, because, you know, he loved Ninja Stone so much, he might as well live with them, child. Goodbye.
Like, okay. Lothor, take me. Take me, Lothor.
Okay. So we have Seamus, Tristan, and Spy. We are holding down the fort. And we are gathered here today. And by the way, I might say, if there might be some technical difficulties, just bear with us, okay? Because New Skype just try to foist themselves upon me. And I'm not here for it. I'm just not here for New Skype. So, right now, Seamus is recording, right? Yes?
Yes, holding down the fort.
Okay.
Doing the thing.
All right. So, today, we're going to be discussing MMPR issue number 35. Okay? We have... I want to say we waited for this moment. It's a little, you know, ominous, but we kind of were looking forward to
counting the days.
Hecko backstory. Okay. This is where it's at. Whoop-de-woo. Stuff is going down.
All the hopes and dreams are like, okay, maybe it's an impossible brief, but when you focus on one character, it'll all be fine.
Whoop-de-woo. And we got here. So, okay, so I had to remember what happened in the last issue because I, you know, and because I was like, the way in which this issue started, I'm just like, how are they just chilling? Like, what's up? But it really, in the last issue, they're on their way to like the heart of where Solarix came from and yada yada and all of the other things. So it makes sense that there'll be some downtime while they're on their way to the next destination.
But you know, the biggest continuity error is, where'd they get all that food? That's the real question. Is it just chilling on the Terra Not Venture?
They said they raided Ernie's juice bar before they left.
But it's been months. It's been months.
I don't know.
Like the chips, I can believe, but they look like they got hamburgers there. this is totally out of continuity.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, they've got like
a real food.
Like a styrofoam container, yeah.
Did they call local McDonald's in this universe?
Is there a Comet Cafe?
That's right.
On the Promethea? Maybe.
So yeah, they look real chum. It's Cam, Kim, and Heckle. Just chilling, just sitting down.
Cam is still not talking like he's supposed to.
Cyber Cam has arrived.
They're all alternate characters. That's all of them. This
story is helped about halfway through this comic, not to show my hand, is that halfway through this comic I realized, okay, maybe this is sort of like Art of the Heckle we saw in the show, but not the same one. And that makes it better if you take that really seriously.
The whole comic works better if you just, these are not our people.
this is quote unquote comic versions. Because like, this is already, we know this is an alternate Kim. And maybe in the comic universe, Cam talk like a weirdo.
Yeah. And Heckle too, actually. I just, why is he talking like that? I don't know.
What were you expecting Heckle to talk like?
Well, in the show, and even in previous issues of this book, he had much more of a wit about him. And here he's talking like the sage or something, like this ancient whatever, who speaks very formally. And I'm confused, like, how do you reconcile the different versions? I can understand, like, oh, he's been influenced by the backstory, which I guess we'll talk about in a minute. But then that doesn't jive to me with, like, the previous issues of this story arc so far, where he's not talking like that to me at all. It's just very confused at, like, the characterization of everybody in terms of how they talk. One minute it's very sarcastic, and another minute it's like, I'm a human narrator.
Yeah, Cam here talks like he's like early season one Billy. Yeah. Pulse quickening afternoon and mid-afternoon snacking. What?
Yeah.
Also, narrators are humans, by the way. Sorry. Human narrator.
It just, okay, well, we all agree, right? That Cam is not, this is not Cam, right? This is not Cam. This is, we don't know who this voice
Cyber
is.
Cyber Cam became a ranger in the comic. You just didn't get to see that part.
Pretty much a tamed down Cyber Cam, really. So it's fine. Like, whatever. So, okay. New Cam, she's there. She's whatever. So Heckle, though. He's going into his backstory, okay? About a long time ago, a galaxy far, far away.
There was Dino Supercharge, and they messed up his character. Because let's all flash back to Dino Supercharge for a minute, because the whole time it was like Heckle and Snide had this dueling thing, but they all both seemed pretty evil. But then the show decided, no, just kidding. Heckle was actually just influenced by the Dark Energem, and he has no, like, he's not held accountable for anything that he did, because, it wasn't actually him. Like, it was just Snide's influence.
Mm-hmm.
And they sort of try to hedge. This comic also, and I do not put the blame on the writer for this because the show couldn't decide. The comic can't really decide how much was Heckle responsible for. How bad does he feel about what he did? Or is it that he was influenced and he feels bad about that?
Oh, I see what you're saying later on. Yeah. Well, I'll have to say, overall, though, let's overall. Okay, this issue out of the Beyond the Grid arc has been the best one.
Yes.
Okay, let me just start out by saying that, because we've been a little about Beyond the Grid, as we should have. But this particular issue did very well compared to the Beyond the Grid issues that we've gotten. Very well. Like,
it's focused on one character. It helps.
Yeah, it's exactly what we wanted.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, there might be some little bits and pieces here. I'm just like, really? No. But overall, like, I left the issue saying, okay, I feel for these characters a little bit more. And that's good. That's good to know. So we get to this backstory, Joe.
Sentai 6. Never forget.
Sentai 6.
Right? can I just say before we get into it, like, it is interesting that, like, because earlier I was saying, like, okay, we're going to go to different worlds. We're going to see, like, what this new universe is like and how different and new and special it is. And it's in this issue, which is a flashback to before there even was this place, where we actually, like, go to a different world, like, see, like, all these different people, like, stuff that makes it more, like, that, like, opens up the universe. I got more of those things in this, and most of it was flashback to, like, before the grid. So it's not even exploring that part, but it's still doing that same kind of, like, spacey adventure stuff. And fairly well, overall.
You know, it took me a minute.
Sentai 6.
It took me a minute. I'm just like, all right, so, like, okay, how far are they going back? Like, what's going on? What's happening? Okay, Sentai 6. This is where Heckle is saying, you know, I'm telling y'all, look, I'm gathering. I asked y'all to come and sit with me and tell you, because, Kim, you asked me if I'm good. Right? And I just wanted to get this off my chest. And she was like, I don't mean, like, literally, like, bro, like, it's not that serious.
Kim, you gotta read my live journal entry about this, okay? Like, goodness?
No. Like, you just don't understand. Okay? You need to let me know. Let me tell you how I wasn't good.
Okay? I love this idea that Kim's like, it's like, not, it's like, Heckle, we're good. It's like, now, you know, years ago. And it's like, nah, Heckle, you really don't have to tell. Oh, okay, he's doing this. All right.
It's like, okay.
Get the chips.
Oh, gosh. So there is a character of Lord Arcanon, whatever you want to. I'm tired of these lords. Can we come up with another?
He was from Dino Supercharge, though. He was there.
But I'm... I'm saying, I'm realizing that I'm tired of lords. Tired. I'm tired of dragons. I'm tired of all the lords. Okay? The only lord that I need is Jesus. Okay? I'm just tired. I'm just tired. So.
This is one of those words. It's just a generic term, which became so, like, they just became so used to using it for supreme bad guys.
Yeah, man. Like, it just so happens it's a little traumatic for me, okay? With the lords. So he's talking about the lord, talking about Lord Arcanon? I forgot how I say his name.
Yeah, Lord Arcanon.
And how, he was annihilating his world, yada, yada, yada. Let me take you back to my home. Let me talk about my home, Sentai 6, okay? Before it all went away and all of the foolishness. So it's him and Zenowing getting their bromance on. And,
Couldn't have Riley, so he's going to have Heckle.
So Zenowing is all talking about flakes of snow and
a little too much of that like, ooh, meaning.
It's way overly poetic.
And I don't remember him talking like this in the show at all.
This is what I'm saying. Like, everybody just kind of is just whatever the issue wants in the moment. And
But see, this is comic book version Xenowing, so it's fine.
It's kind of like half...
I would not say it's fine, but okay.
It's the only way to make it work in my brain.
It's like half... Yeah. It's like Xenowing trying to be like Yoda, but like with full sentences and overly flowery language. Like, I just... Like, what are you doing? Like, you didn't talk like this.
Oh, like, just imagine him doing like this long speech and then Heckle's like, okay, yeah, but can you say that like in smaller words, smaller sentences? It's like
each flower and a flake of snow, so dear, so perfect, untouched by the burdens we carry. I'm like, okay,
like, what is there a stage, like, is there an audience that you're like doing, like, what are you...
Heckle, I'm working on my monologue for my audition. How's it? How is it? Is it good?
Spy, said it again.
Said he is in his little Shakespearean robe right there. So
I mean, you're not wrong.
Oh my gosh. So look, they're overlooking Sentai 6 and Zenowing is talking about the keeper or whatever. I'm gonna give you a second chance. Whoopie woo. Be your true self. Be better this time, okay? Be better this time.
But why does he need to be better if he wasn't responsible for what happened? Because remember, he was possessed, so he didn't, but this comic says he was, what was the phrasing they use? He's like, I was cohabitated by, it doesn't make any sense with the show. Yeah.
I mean, even if somebody was in your body and controlling everything you're doing,
mm-hmm.
You would still feel kind of the guilt, like, crap.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
Dang, like, yo, like, people look at me and they think, like, yo, that's that dude. So Zenowing's like, listen, now you get the chance to be yourself, and you can make the choice. You can be better. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. So then I guess the keepers got a tower, everybody, all the keepers got a tower, clock towers. We got a whole bunch of towers and they got one too. They're doing that magic thing. And on Sentai 6, there are,
centaurs?
Yeah. I know they had centaurs on damn it.
On Sentai 6? you missed that one from Japan, didn't you? Horse Sentai Centaur Ranger. You missed that one. That was Preju Ranger. You missed it. It's fine.
Boy, they're a centaur. Tentar? Centaur? Centaur?
Centaurs on Sentai's. Oh,
on
God.
Sentai's.
Yeah, exactly. That's why it's Centaur.
You know what? I want to believe the writer, like, They don't know that much about Power Rangers or whatever. She's like, Sentai. Like, doesn't know that that's the name of the Japanese show. I was like, Sentai kind of sounds like Centaur. All right. And nobody was like, maybe don't do that.
But it But it's here. It is here. Okay. Right? So there's an Ilya and then there's a Raiden. Of course his name is Raiden. Of course. Why wouldn't it be anything else but a pun? Why?
Oh, Raiden.
What? So, okay. All right. So, like, Heckle, he befriends people. He's all like, look, I'm back with my peeps and everything's fine. It's amazing. And then, but then Heckle's like, but wait, like, I feel like I could do something more. Like we got to protect Sentai 6. Like, what if, and then he goes through all these what ifs. And then Zenowing, Lord. I think this portion, like, really annoyed me.
Same.
It's this whole soliloquy about how, like, well, if you, I mean, okay, I had him when he said, you may save a thing, and in its saving, also destroy it. Okay? I was like, all right, okay, cool. You know what? I can get behind, like, you try to do better for the common good, but then in essence and what you're trying to do, you might also rob it of something else that is intuitively what it is, its essence. I get it. But then to rob a thing of its identity, its memories and the thing and destroying the thing. And then if Sentai 6 knew its war, the innocence, the beauty would be no more. And to arm Sentai 6 to burn its... Like, you know what? You just ruined a moment. Like, you... Like, I don't need all this. I really didn't need all this. Like, you are...
By fighting, Sentai 6 would be lost. Like, there are some deep moral implications about that. What if he had just ended it with one may save a thing and in saving it also destroy it? Just end it there, and then Heckle's like, that's not enough. You gotta tell me more. And he's like, sorry, bro, I'm being deep. And then Heckle would be like,
I don't know how to explain it with words that make sense right now, because I'm not the flowery type. However, comma. It just doesn't make sense to me for you to go down so far this hole where you over explain yourself. It lost me here. And to defend one side of, like, nah, don't do nothing, or when we get down later it's like, oh, you could just hide the planet. Like, really though?
Yeah, what if instead he's like, we can do, what if this happens? And then instead of having that whole flowery thing, he's like, nah, man, we just put a shield. Just don't use that gem. Thanks.
I just think that poor Zenowing over here is trying his best not to ruffle his feathers any further.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
He don't want to get too involved. He is chilling. He needs to just, like... All he wanted to do was, oh, crap, now I got this new keeper that I got to train. Okay, fine. I'll teach him some magic and things. Oh, now this new keeper want to be all like Captain Saber. Help. No! No! We are not doing this. I wanted to chill. I wanted to retire my old age, and you want to come up in here, and you want to start a ruckus, and anybody got no time for that. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to make a big old shield, and you're going to sit down, and you're going to sleep. And call it a day. And don't mess with my morpher. That's it. That's all. The end. And I'm like, all right, like, whatever, dude. Like, it just seems like a cop out a little bit. A little bit. It's like, all right, we'll just hide the planet. I'm like, okay. And then the way in which Arcanon found Keeper, because, you know, Keeper has a dark energem or whatever. It's like, oh, well, Keeper got all, Heckle got all like, ooh, let me go and, like, I'm going to fess with Zenowing's Morpher. And of course, Arcanon found him because he was messing with the Morpher. Really?
I mean, that makes sense to me.
Yeah, same. It's like Heckle couldn't trust Zenowing because Zenowing was like, hey, yo, don't mess with that gem. And he's like, but he's like, but I don't know if this is going to be enough. I don't believe in Zenowing, basically.
It just seemed very convenient that was like everything was going to be perfect, but he it's as if like
kind of, and I feel like kind of like the Garden of Eden,
like, oh, everything was going to be perfect, but that woman she bit that apple. Oh, that
whole... Well, that's kind of the thing with Heckle, though, is that it's like if he had just believed in Zenowing and not like thought like, oh, I can handle this myself. And he's so wrapped up in the idea of like, what if I become evil again? Or no, not even that. It's like, what if the planet gets attacked again? I don't know if this shield or cloak is really going to do it. I got to be ready. But it's also wrapped up in, I have to keep myself safe.
So yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't have an issue with that if it didn't appear that Zenowing was the end all be all, know it all. I know everything. I'm always right. Do you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, like Zenowing, like, you know, you could have done a little bit more. You know, you could fall back. Okay. Because all shields are not created equal. At some point, it's going to weaken. At some point, like, you know.
So did you want him to just kind of agree more with Heckle and like train the people to fight Earth or whatever?
Train, like, you don't have to train everybody, just to train. It's not like, you know, do a little self defense, you know what I'm saying? Do a little you know, Kiale, I mean, do something.
I can see what they were trying to go for, like, oh, if we teach these people to fight, like, it could make the planet not as peaceful as it is. But on the other hand, it's like, you know, something's going to happen and your whole goal is to protect the planet. I don't think it's wrong to teach a few people to fight back.
Yeah. You know, like, they can, like, use peace until it's absolutely necessary to defend where they live.
I guess I just sort of thought of it as a thing of, like, he's seen the, like, both of them, they've seen the future. They know that this place gets destroyed and it's like a specific time, you know, when this happens. So he's just like, okay, invisibilize this planet. The bad guys will pass it by and then move on. And then, you know, history is changed. So we're done, you know, at that point.
But then doesn't that play into, well, if you try and save a thing, you can like hurt another thing. Like, if you're trying to, like, change the future, then you're also hurting another thing that you may not see.
There is something, I mean, this can get into a very deep conversation, but there is something to be said of changing the course of history. I mean, this is the fact that they're changing it so that the planet isn't attacked by Lord Arcanon automatically changes the fact that Heckle wanted to go back in time anyway to save the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So,
don't you just love time travel, y'all?
Different idea of time travel. Yeah.
Don't you love time travel?
It just creates a new timeline. Like that's what it has to be.
Love new timelines. It's awesome. Mm.
But then the Lord Arcanon shows up in the Technodrome. He's like, "What's up?"
Like, look, I'm here, Heffa. What's up? What's happening? And so, you know, Heckle goes to Zenowing. It's like, yo, you saw Lord Arcanon, you know what I'm saying? He's like, mm-hmm. Just like I'm seeing that morpho on you. Mm-hmm. That was great. That was great. Shoot. And he's like, Heckle, okay. I have to say, I felt for Heckle, though. I really did. Because, yes, it's partially his fault. You know, like, Lord Arcanon isn't here again. You know what I'm saying? He didn't really listen to Zenowing. You know what I'm saying? You know, he could just listen to left the thing alone. But then he also is dealing with the demons inside of him. He's just like, I mean, what would you guys do in his situation? What would y'all have done?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't been through his situation. It's a weird thing just because, like, and I guess maybe the comic could have done more to illustrate this idea that, like, he spent a great amount of time being controlled, apparently, right? So he's been helpless. He's not been able to act on his own. And so then he's given an opportunity to act on his own, to do something good. And somebody else comes along and says, yeah, but we have to not act. in this scenario. So his reaction is, no, I need to, because I've been waiting for so long to do something, you know?
And the idea that he's like, I'm going to use this dark power that controlled me, but it's fine. I can control it now. It's sort of like an addiction almost. It's like, I mean, I know I haven't had a drink for a year, so I can handle it now.
Right.
I just
also
thought...
did anyone else think he was going to shoot himself in that one panel?
No.
When he has no, I'm like, what? Whoa, dude.
I thought he was going to shoot Zetawing. For real. He was going to be like, you know, there's only one thing I got to do. Plop, plop. Like, I really thought it was
unleash the power in your face.
You know? But yeah, so like, I don't know. If I were in Heckle's shoes, I would be concerned about being able to control this dark energem situation. Like, I would be really concerned. I don't know if I would go and be like, you know, stealing Morpheus and stuff. I thought I'd probably try to convince Zetawing some more, you know what I mean? Like, take him on more long walks, you know what I'm saying? But I think I too would be wanting to do more. Like, I would want to feel like I'm a sitting duck. Like, my planet is a sitting duck at any given moment. Like, something could happen, our shields could be lowered, and like, these people are not prepared. And I would feel very guilty, you know? So I feel where Heckle coming from, child. I feel it. You know, Zetawing, you are just not feeling. And I think that when we get to the end, like, you know, Zetawing, I think he realizes that maybe there could be more done. You know what I'm saying? So.
That wasn't really my take. I'm just curious, though, like, why when he morphs, he flies up to have a battle in the vacuum of space. They just fight in space.
To draw away Arcanine?
The fact that he like literally jumps from the planet into space.
Yeah, and they just fight in space. Why?
Yeah, like, is there not a bridge on the ship? Like, is there not?
Anything?
I understand. Like, this comic only has so many pages, and they don't want to show like, oh, and then he got up to the ship or whatever. But like, it just seems like a weird place to have a fight. Like, why couldn't Lord Arcanine be like his ship had landed on the ground or something, and then he like beats him up on the planet?
Yes, and this is yet another thing where I'm just like, okay, the distinctiveness of Power Rangers. I'm not saying that you can never, ever, ever do anything that's like, oh, in the vacuum of space. We've seen little bits of things on Power Rangers before like that in space, but like, he's not even like flying on a thing. He's flying like Superman.
By himself. I see what you're saying. But he's Keeper. Just, like, that's what Keeper did too.
Keeper didn't fly into space.
No. What I'm saying is Keeper would just like time travel, just float up everywhere, anywhere, feel like what he want to do and what all the stuff. So like, you know, but that's part of his Keeper magic. Because he was learning things. He was learning things from Zetawing. He was learning how to be his Keeper self. So.
I just find it just another one of those things where it's just like, this doesn't look to me like it's Power Rangers. Like, it's another character flying around like a comic book superhero, and not like a Power Ranger.
Power Ranger. And how come he hasn't exhibited these types of things in before the flashback, like in present day? Like, he's supposed to be a key, like, what's between here and present day where like his Keeper powers are gone? Like, what's up? What's going on?
If he can jump from a planet through the atmosphere into space, this dude has incredible amounts of power.
Yeah.
And then you fight in Lord, like, who, like, destroys everything and whatever, like, by yourself? Like, how? Like, how are you, like, what's... I see what you're saying. I just, you know.
It's more to have a cool visual than it is for it to make sense.
Yeah, they wasted all their time on that soliloquy, so, you know, you gotta rush that action.
Well, no, they wasted so much time, too, on, like, a coffee cup smashing, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so, like, I was gonna ask you guys, like, what was the point of that?
He's supposed to be like, oh, because he had like tea or coffee with his buddies, Kamen Rider 7, and
stupid.
Then Raiden 7, and then it's like, oh, this is like our friendship shattering. I can't have this anymore, man.
Oh, Lord. Okay. All right. Well,
I should have just embraced that I'm just an effed up guy. I'm like, dude, okay, put it on Tumblr. Stop. Like, dude, like, get a journal, man. Seriously.
Maybe I was foolish to think I could be anything else. Maybe instead of running away from myself, I should have simply embraced who I really am.
Crawling in my skin. It's like, God, we get it. Put on your Linkin Park CD. Wait, I can't wait.
That song is awesome. Shut up.
Okay.
It's like, okay, Heckle, just go on Windows Movie Maker, make yourself a Naruto AMV set to that song, get it all out of you.
Ew.
Ew.
Have the Divx logo in the top right.
Oh, God. But it's in some clips, but not others.
Of course.
Starts with that blue background to Windows Movie Maker. This is my first video. Be nice.
Deep cut for the guys. Deep cut for you.
Deep cut for anyone who was on the internet in 2009 or whatever it was.
Oh, gosh. Try, like, freaking, like, 1998. Bro. Like, oh, Lord. Okay, so, okay, Arcanine's gone. And he's just like, I might be gone, but so will you. You know, referencing the Dark Energy that he was going after. And it's, I guess I just don't remember Dino Charge or Dino Supercharge that well with the Lord Arcanine situation, but you know, it just seems like, oh, look, this big baddie, he destroyed everything that I ever known. And then like, I beat him up in 2 seconds.
Yeah. It's the fact that he not only blows him up, but blows up his giant technodrome looking ship. Like I mean, it's supposed to be like, oh, I have so much power and it's going to consume me. But I'm like, you are incredibly OP, man. Like, holy crap.
Yeah. But, you know, it is affecting him, though. Like, he's all shortened out and all of the things. And then here comes Zenowing to the rescue.
Gives him a hug.
To save Heckle from himself. He's like, shh, come here, child.
You'll do not inherit the earth, because I guess, you know, we were on there for a minute. It's fine.
So, yeah. So, AKA, I'm old, you young. I'm going to say you this one time, because guess what? I'm dying. So,
I died for your sins.
Bye. Literally. Literally.
Try to be good, Heckle. Try to be happy.
You know, wait, no. No, you have to say, like...
This time.
Try to be good, Heckle. Try to be happy. This time.
I don't have enough time for a long soliloquy. I was going to talk about the nature of death and how it relates to coffee cups, but I'm dying, so... You have to sign yet. But it's okay, because what he did was that when he died, he gave Heckle the ability to have a long monologue, so it's fine. Give him a nice long monologue, span the whole next page. It's fine.
Oh my gosh. You know what? This is the part where it needed Zenowing to have his long dying monologue. Okay? Like, if you're really gonna like do it up like real Sentai style, really? Like, the person has to die for like 5-10 minutes. Like, so in the other person's arms, right? And just be like talking, just
like
just...
bleeding on their face, but like have lots of blood around the mouth, so you can be like spitting it out a little bit as they're talking.
Exactly.
Like, he grabs Heckle by the collar,
and a whole but like just a life story about like from the day he was born up till now.
And there's like there's a villain that's just like waiting, just waiting.
Yeah.
Lord Arcanine's over there.
As soon as they finish their stories, I'm going to kill them.
Once this touching moment is over and I can laugh about it.
We'll let them catch up first and then off with their heads.
Exactly. Just chill. Just in the wing. Just in the
and I'll let him have a really cool slow-mo morph. It could be awesome.
But they missed their chance. See, they missed out. They gave the last, like, epilogue to to Heckle. So, you know, I mean,
Heckle goes full Linkin Park, and he's like, "I'm just gonna listen in the darkness. I can't be with the people that I love anymore." It's like, shut up, dude.
Oh gosh. Well, you know, a little Linkin Park, us, and then a hint of Nickelback. A hint.
Look at his photograph.
This
is how you remind me.
Yes, that's the song, yes.
This is how. You could sing all of these, like this whole monologue in like a Nickelback voice. But I could not go home.
I made my choice.
Okay, Jesus.
See, our version of the comic is amazing.
Oh gosh.
The comic is done by two different pencil artists. There's one who does basically the whole backstory, and then there's one that does the wraparound, like the beginning and
like the present day.
And I have to say, yeah, the present day I like, and that's it.
They can stay. That pencil artist can stay.
Well, okay, so the illustrators, right? I at first when I saw like that first page of the flashback, I'm like, oh Lord.
Oh yeah, but yeah, Heckle's face. Oh no.
It's like, ooh. But then as I was going through, I'm just like, you know what, I don't mind this. I don't mind if a flashback is pictured a little differently and maybe it's
I like that. I like that it looks different. I just don't know if I like that it's this particular.
I see what you're saying. No, I see what you're saying.
I think by like halfway through the story, the art I got used to and I was fine with. It was just that those first couple of pages, I was like, oh, I don't know.
No, it actually did get better as we were going through. Like,
I think the ranger action is a lot better than like the standing around and talking.
Like, it got better. Like that, though, that first two pages.
That first Heckle.
I'm like, are you okay, Heckle?
Especially because it's right after the really dramatic, like shadowy look, and that is really good. I like that.
Shadowy Heckle, and then you have paint by numbers Heckle. Like, I mean,
you got don't get derpy Heckle right there.
Oh, good.
Look at his eyes are so tiny on his face.
So, but then it did get better. So like. You know, sure. Well, I mean, you know, if it was a different, and then let me see here.
And I like the colors. I like the use of colors here. I think those are great.
Oh yeah. Like I didn't have an issue with the overall look of it, even with the different style, like it might not have been my cup of tea, but I was okay. I was okay with it. You know what I mean? Like,
no one had beard triangle eyeliner. It was fine.
Yeah, like it's cool. You know what? And one could even say that if it's a flashback, it's not going to be as detailed as the present day.
Okay.
Sure. Okay.
That's an interesting take.
It's a very good take. I'm just saying. I
prefer the Promethea art, personally.
So can we also say the greatest line in the comic where Cam's like, you know, this is an incredibly powerful elixir, and Heckle's like, yo, this is bag tea. Shut up. You are dumb.
Ernie's juice bar. Okay, be quiet.
Also, why does in some panels like Cam have like a galaxy Starfield on his face.
Yeah, I think we're supposed to be looking through the window.
Yeah.
Well, there's one part. Yeah, but there's like one, it's like the third or fourth panel on that page when we come back from the flashback where Cam's in profile and like there's like darkness on his face. I'm like, what's up with that? It's artsy.
Shadow.
I don't know. Time and budget. I don't know.
But Heckle, I like this idea that Heckle is like, I wanted so much to be good for some spell, some crystal, some enchantment that could make me better. There's an idea there where it's like, I just wanted something to make me better. I didn't just want to try to be better myself. And I'm like, if that was the point of the story, that would have been interesting.
Yeah, these last two pages are kind of good, actually. I mean, I enjoyed the sentiments of them and the feel and the whole idea of like, oh, this stuff we're drinking, it has the power to do this and this and this and become friends. Like, I like that. That's sappy friendship stuff. It's nice.
It worked.
And also implying that Ernie is so cheap that he buys off-brand tea.
that even the essence of Ernie will always be with them because his juice bar be bringing together people all the time. Oh, my God.
It's eternal.
If only they could have talked this out on the weight machines.
So I overall I think that any issue that can bring together or can bring forth a discussion of like, well, maybe this could have happened and that and whatever and what if and this and that, it's cool. Like I'm all for it and it's great and I appreciate that we could see some growth in this arc because I'm telling you, a little rough. It's been a little rough.
Yeah. It was a real story about a character with stakes and a resolution and a direction to go in the future. And not just sort of like to be continued forever. I mean, it ends, of course, with the words to be continued. Obviously, it's going to continue, but like not we're stuck waiting for 10 billion things, you know, like there's a cap to it and it's satisfying, I think, in a way that the previous issues I would have liked for them to also be.
So I just need the next issue to go like back in time into everybody else's little origin situation.
Exactly. Yeah, we can have Tanya's story
instead of five panels giving lip service to like one line of everybody's problem, we can have an issue dedicated to each one.
Yeah, like, and this is the thing, is that I don't think the execution is completely there with this story, but I totally see what it's going for, and I actually do cut it some slack because Hickel's character was so confused in the show that this writer sort of has to deal with the confused judgment on Hickel's character that the show provided. So they're working with a kind of hard thing, so I cut them some slack, although I think it was a little confused and they could have picked the sort of lesson they wanted Heckle to learn or the sort of moral issue he was dealing with. It got a little muddled there, but overall I think, yeah, this is definitely the best one out of the Beyond the Grid. And I'm not just saying that it's like, well, it didn't suck as bad. Like, no.
It was legitimately better. Like, we're not, like, this is not no shade.
This is a good step. Good step in the right direction.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I am always
Are you good, Lisa? Are you good?